This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ilaha al-Alameen. Wa bihi nasta'een. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala khatami al-anbiya'i wa imami al-mursaleen. Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمنن بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah رب العزة والجلال for having gathered us here today, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام and those whom he has mentioned with them. Ameen. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was thrown into the well. He was taken as a slave, yet he wasn't. He was sold as a slave. He went into the house of the Aziz, and the wife of the Aziz decided to incite him, to invite him towards haram. And the response of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was, Ma'ad Allah, I seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She continued, she persevered. It is said that there were 8 doors that she locked between her and the outside, the public. Her and Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam secluded in one room, and 8 doors that are locked and bolted. And then she invited him. A woman in her prime, a man in his prime, a woman of beauty inviting a young man towards that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, I seek the refuge of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The question is, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, why did he not succumb to his desire? Because he believed in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He had enough faith to know that one day I will stand before my Maker and I will respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my deeds, for my actions. You see, environment is not a reason for us to fail. Circumstance is not a reason for us to fail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had He given this as an excuse to us, we would have all failed. We would have all said, you know, for this reason, I couldn't do it. For that reason, I couldn't do it. Here, Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, despite being in the most trying of circumstances, he stands up and says, Ma'ad Allah, I seek the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she was so intent on getting him that she ran after him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيصَهُ مِنْ دُبُرٍ وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَى الْبَابِ. And she raced him to the door and she tore his shirt from the back, and they found the Aziz at the door. Now what happens? The master knows. The master of the house is aware of what is going on. So she says, immediately she turns it against Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He wanted to entice me. He wanted to tempt me. What are you going to do to the one who wants evil with your family? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a witness to speak up. إِن كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلٍ فَصَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. If his shirt is torn from the front, then she is honest and he is a liar. Why? Because that means that he was after her and she tore his shirt from the front. وَإِن كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ فَكَذَبَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And if his shirt is torn from the back, then she is a liar and he is honest. Why? He was running away from her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a special witness placed a special witness there to bear witness. Some mufassireen say that this was a child. A child in the cradle spoke up and said that this is the criterion. This is the standard of judgment. This is what will let you know who is lying and who is honest. So the Aziz realized immediately. And he turns to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, gives him advice.
يوسف أعرض عن هذا واستغفري لذنبك إنك كنت من الخاطئين.
Yusuf, turn away from this and you seek forgiveness for your sin. Oh my wife, you've done this, seek forgiveness for the sin. Indeed, you were from amongst the wrongdoers. Yet she continued and she said that if he does not do, لَإِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا أَمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَا يَكُونَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. He will be imprisoned and he will be from amongst those who are humiliated. Her husband knows. Yet she continues and she carries on to try to get Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to do it. What does Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam say at this juncture?
قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن أصب إليهن وأكن من الجاهلين.
Oh my Lord, the prison is better for me than that which they are calling me to. I'd rather be in prison than that which they are inviting me to. And if you don't turn this away from me, I will end up being from amongst them. I will end up being succumbing to the sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to be imprisoned. Now, the point that I want to raise here today is that despite her being found out, she continued to try for him. And the response of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was what? His response was that, I'd rather be in prison. I'd rather spend some time in prison than succumb to the sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him by him being thrown into the well, taken out of the well, and sold as a slave. And then he is tempted by the wife of the house, and he refuses all of this. So if circumstance and situation was an excuse for you to fail, then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had the best of excuses. He had the best of excuses, but he refused and he did not succumb to the sin. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, many of us today, we blame our fathers, we blame our mothers, we blame the circumstance. The country is bad, situation is not good, so I am failing because of that. We need to understand that as much as circumstance plays a role in our success and failure, it is not an excuse before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to succumb to sin. I was sinning, I was drinking alcohol because all of my peers were drinking. You cannot say that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. You know, there will come some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about them.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنتُمْ قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, there will be some people that will come and they would have oppressed themselves, committed sin over and over and over again, oppressed themselves with sin. And the angels will say to them, what were you doing in the dunya? What were you involved in? And do you know what the response is? We were oppressed on earth. We were from amongst those who were weak. So we followed our leaders. We were weak. مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You know what the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً. Was the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not vast? فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا. So you could run away, you could migrate from there. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not create the whole earth for you to migrate in? So that is not an excuse before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My environment was bad. I was pushed into these circumstances. It is not an excuse for us to fail at life. And we need to drive this home, because we sit with ourselves time and time again. Being human beings, we cannot lay blame on ourselves. We cannot point fingers to ourselves. It is difficult for us to say that I failed. So what we do is we point at everything else. The environment is bad, so I failed. The environment is bad, so I ended up committing zina. The environment is bad, so I ended up hooked onto drugs and drinking alcohol. That is not an excuse. Did you not have the ability to move away from that? Did you not have the ability to put the phone down before you commit the sin? Did you not have the ability to put your vape down before you smoke it? Did you not have the ability to give up the drug before you even tried it? Did you not have the ability to walk out of the pub and say, this is not what I do, I'm a Muslim. I'm a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam and how he responded. Ibrahim al-Khalil, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another prime example for us to take note from. He's there and his father and all of them are worshipping the idols. And he realizes that what they are doing is wrong. So he looks at the moon and he thinks that that perhaps is his Lord. And then he looks at the sun and he realizes that all of these disappear. And he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tells his father that that which you are doing is wrong. Turn away from it, give it up, worship the one who created the heavens and the earth. This is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are these Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam there? Why are their stories mentioned in the Quran? For you and I to take heed, for you and I to learn from, for you and I to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a choice. And that choice is ours to make. The day that we choose, it is our choice. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish the wrongdoers, because they chose wrong, disbelief and evil for themselves. So the message is simple. And this is something that we can actually learn from. We need to understand that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has created us, placed us on earth, and gave us a choice. And sometimes, you know, people say that I'm in my family and my family refuses for me to wear hijab. My family wants me to party. My family wants me to engage in alcohol and to do X, Y, and Z. What do I do? At that juncture, we say, give up. Migrate with your mind and your thoughts and your feelings. Walk away from that situation. If they are in the lounge doing that which they are doing, walk to your room. Leave. Go. Spend some time alone. Why? Because that is your evidence with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you placed me in this family, but I am going to stay strong. I am going to earn a reward from this trying circumstance, this trying situation. When you have people speaking bad and evil, it is difficult for you to stand up. It will be disrespectful. Perhaps they are older than you. They are saying bad things about other people. Make hijrah with your mind and your thoughts and your emotions. Be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah in that gathering. And that is your hijrah. That is your migration. You were physically bound, but you were mentally, emotionally free to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why even when a gun is placed to someone's head and he is told, give up your faith, he is allowed to say kalimat al-kufr. He is allowed to say, I'm a disbeliever, but believe in his heart. And that doesn't take him out of Islam, because he makes hijrah. He migrates from that evil thought within his heart. Nobody can control your thoughts. Nobody can control your mind. Nobody can control your heart. So at least that much you have an excuse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to make hijrah from that which is evil and move to that which is halal and good. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.